supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Here are suggested ingredients for an out-of-this-world summer cocktail. One planet, one moon, one gravitational tug, shaken, not stirred, and voila, you've made a plunit. Joining me on this episode of Sky Talk is Derek Pitts, mixologist and chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, garnish with an olive or onion?
Maybe some muddled mint might do the trick. A group of researchers has proposed a new kind of object found in solar systems orbiting other stars. These objects are the moons of already existing exoplanets that have been pulled away from their primary planets into an orbit around their parent star.
Now, what accounts for the instability that ultimately breaks the bond between the parent planet and its moon?
If we look at exoplanet systems, we find that a lot of them are what are called hot Jupiters. These are objects that are the size and mass of our planet Jupiter, if not larger, typically larger, but have a similar composition, very, very light elements, hydrogen, helium, things like that. But they tend to orbit really close to their star rather than far away from their star. And so that dynamic alone may be causing these moons of those planets to be jostled out of their orbit around the planet and pulled into an orbit around the parent star.
Derek, we're fast coming upon the 50th anniversary of the departure of Apollo 11, and there's evidence that Neil Armstrong had a healthy respect for the potential problems that laid ahead.
One of my favorite stories about the Apollo 11 mission is something that actually happened just before the mission took off from Earth. Imagine what it must have felt like for Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins that morning, July 16, 1969. They're putting on their spacesuits. They're about to board the Saturn V launch vehicle for this historic trip to the moon. And before he leaves, Neil Armstrong realizes he has to settle some personal debts. One of the artifacts that has been available, and we've had this at the Franklin Institute in the not-too-distant past, is a check written by Neil Armstrong on July 16, 1969. Well, as it turns out, Neil Armstrong had borrowed money for some reason at some point while he was at Cape Kennedy, Florida, from one of the closeout engineers. This is the group of people that are the last people seen by the astronauts as they're packed into the Apollo spacecraft before they leave for the moon. Well, Neil owed one of these guys $10. So, I've seen this artifact. I know it exists. He wrote a check that day, dated July 16, 1969, for $10 to pay that debt back. It's signed by Neil Armstrong. It comes from his personal bank account. And to me, it's an indication of a couple of things, possibly. Number one, it tells us some about exactly what kind of person he was, and something about what he thought about the chances of this mission, in a way. So if we look at this, we see here's a guy who wants to settle his debt before he leaves for the moon. He owes a guy $10, may as well pay him the $10. He wrote a check for it, but dated on the 16th. Maybe in the back of his mind, he feels like there's a chance that they might not come back.
The 16th, this Tuesday, and then, of course, the 20th, 50 years ago, landing on the moon, and there will be big goings-on at the Franklin Institute on the 20th as well.
Yes, indeed. We have all sorts of activities planned for the entire week next week. We have the Apollo 11 film in the IMAX theater that has been designed specifically for museums, so it's a special edition of that. We have a pre-show that is added onto all of our planetarium shows that not only looks at a tiny little bit of the history of the Apollo missions, but looks forward to see what NASA's planning to do with a possible return to the moon and a trip on to Mars beginning in 2024. We also have two Night Skies at the Observatory programs this week, Tuesday night, the 16th, and Thursday night, the 18th. Both programs will feature episodes from the documentary The Apollo Chronicles, episodes 3 and 4, and we'll also have Frank O'Brien, who owns an actual Apollo flight computer, as one of the presenters on Tuesday evening, the 16th, talking about the Apollo flight computer so we get a better understanding of the equipment they had at their disposal to help them get to and from the moon. But we'll also have an opportunity during these evenings things to go out and take a little bit of a nature walk on the surface of the moon through the magic of a new planetarium program app that I'll be using to help people see what the lunar surface appeared like to the astronauts. Then coming up on the 20th, Saturday the 20th, it's our full day of activities. Not only will we have the films and the planetarium program, but we're actually going to have rocket launches right in our own backyard, and visitors will be able to build their own rockets. We'll also have our popular live show, The World's Cheapest Spacesuit, and Lunar Lander Tours. The Franklin Institute actually has a full-scale model, engineering model, of the lunar lander built by the Grumman Company in New York that came to us back in the mid-1970s, and people will be able to get tours of the lunar lander given by Frank O'Brien, the guy who knows so much about computers and the LAMP. You can find out more about everything we're doing at our website, www.fi.edu.
Say, what phase is the moon in this coming week as we all pay homage to that day 50 years ago?
Well, as it turns out, full moon is Tuesday night, that very evening of night skies at the observatory. It'll be one of our target objects that we'll be observing along with Jupiter and Saturn. But that night of the full moon on that Tuesday night, well, that tells us that as we go further into the week, the moon will be rising later and later and later. You'll still be able to identify the landing site of Apollo 11 in the Sea of Tranquility.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.